good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. My guest this evening is Seanie Boyle from Fallcarragh, who's the Donegal representative at national level with the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association. I've been speaking to him about a number of issues currently affecting farmers here in the Northwest. Busy times at the moment. And of course, the fodder crisis continues to take up a lot of people's times. And quite simply, the word on the ground is that the package that has been put in place is, in many people's books, a bit of a disaster.
That would be the case, yeah, Chris. I suppose from our own point of view and the farm group, we would have said way back maybe 4 months ago now that there was going to be issues on the ground once we came into February, March. That seems to be happening. We would ask at that time, and I suppose a lot of groups were asking about a meal voucher system to be put in place. The department and the minister has refused that, I suppose, point blank, more or less. And they came up with this fodder aid package, I suppose, as regards mileage for transport costs and stuff like that there, but it just doesn't seem to be working. I know myself, for rural Donegal and the farmers that are there, it's done basically through the co-op. Now, in some cases here, I know Arriva have it in place, but there's farmers basically that have never dealt with Arriva at all at any stage, and they're kind of been more or less cornered into having to go through a system now, but it's completely full of red tape. You have to get an assessment done at first by a planner. Now, we would hope that there shouldn't be a cost to the farmer on that, but to see what fodder you're actually lacking on your own farm and that, and then you have to go through hoops in every shape and form to basically get it, because that seems to be what's happening. And anyway, from the feedback now that was on to our own local co-op here on the issue yesterday, because there was glass training courses taking place and farmers were talking about it, and just anybody that tried couldn't seem to get anywhere with it.
Yeah, no, I suppose some scheme is better than no scheme, but one wonders why it couldn't have been a little bit more straightforward. What's the next step? Is there anything that the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association can do? Are you going to lobby on this? Do you think there can be changes made to it at this stage?
Well, we did come out there about a week, 10 days ago on a press release to say that, like, we felt that it wasn't going to work on the ground. Like, and that the feedback is now coming back that it basically isn't. And I suppose maybe the department had to allow that time to see what had been done or what would happen. But like, if you want to save money, definitely the way they've structured it, there's no way they're going to be out much money on this, because it's just not workable. It doesn't allow. There would be hauliers in every part of the west of Ireland would have been taking straw and hay into rural parts, and those hauliers are not in the mix here at all. It just seems to be tied up basically with the co-op system, and that then you have to fill all these forms. So that's why it just seems to be not a workable solution. Now, it's still not too late, definitely, for, you know, a system of a meal voucher system. At the end of the day, that, I suppose, there would be a process that would have to be put in place there, where somebody would have to again assess what is needed. But, you know, it's the most straightforward one. It's the easiest one to roll out, but it just doesn't seem to be happening.
And we only have to look out the window, and we've had plenty of rain and more snow the last few days. Things are certainly not getting any better. The water table's so high in virtually all over the county.
It would be. Well, it's actually going to affect, I suppose, you know, again, in certain parts of the country, farmers would be starting to put stock out, maybe, you know, down south and stuff like that. Well, if that weather continues even in them parts, they're going to actually need more fodder themselves to keep ticking over. So that will possibly mean there'll be less to come up north you know, from the likes of Kilkenny, Cork, you know, Wexford, where people have been sourcing fodder in the last while. So again, that's why we said back in November, December that we would really hit home come February, March time, and I would say that's going to be the case.
Yeah. Now you mentioned there loss and payments, and again people are having difficulties or errors causing delays, and I suppose it's ongoing frustration for quite a few people.
It would be. There would be, again, our own group, I suppose, that have been involved with Hill Farmers and Commonage Farmers. The Commonage one, there seems to be a fair amount getting caught up in that. I suppose I'm caught up myself in it, that I haven't got paid. And even in 2017, it was late April before I got paid for the previous year. So it's an ongoing thing. Like we keep hearing that it's IT problems, and that seems to be what's always thrown back. Again, we haven't been written out to, not one that I'm aware of was written out to say, you know, where's that? You're supposed to basically try and phone Port Laoise, and farmers are sick phoning and not getting nowhere. There was supposed to be a turnaround that they were supposed to phone back in a certain, you know, 24 hours or 48 hours. Again, that's not happening. So that's leading to the frustration of farmers that haven't been paid.
Yeah, and of course that can lead to cash flow problems if you're expecting the money to be coming through and there's a delay.
Well, without a doubt, they're saying that the average payment on glass could be in around €4,000. So, you know, that if that's missing from the bank account at the present minute, you know, it's a big amount, and it would keep, as I say, the thing ticking over. And I know the glass courses have been taking place there, and it's just maybe a point to put out there. It's important that any farmer or make sure that they do get their course done, because there's been 15% of 2017 payment has yet to come, and the department have said unless, you know, you've done your glass course, for especially if you're in glass 1 and 2, that you won't get the payment. So it's important that those farmers that are in glass 1 and 2, that they get the course done, so that they'll get that remainder 15% that's owed to them.
Well, speaking of payments, the basic payment scheme, we're very much going down the road of pretty much everything going online, and whether you like it or not, you have to comply with it. What's the latest in that regard?
Yeah, the forms more or less have appeared here locally anyway today in the post. The situation on that is that 2018 they had earmarked that it had to be 100% online applications. I think, as far as I'm aware, last year it could have been up at maybe 87% that had done it online. So again, those 13% need, I suppose, to get to, if they're not able to do it online themselves or activate the thing, they need to get to a planner, a local planner, and get that dealt with, because again, you won't be getting payments if your form's not in at the end of May, that, you know, online, there won't be a payment coming at the back end again.
Well, maybe on a slightly brighter note, Minister Michael Creed has made an announcement regarding another sheep welfare scheme. So that should be something that we'll see money filtering through, one would suspect.
It started this time last year, it was the 1st of February it was working from. First year has over, so the forums again has come out to kind of ask farmers, do they want to stay in, or, you know, what's the situation, or opt out or whatever. So that will continue. It's €10 a year, and you have certain tasks to do during the year. Now, I know there was an underspend on that particular scheme last year. We would have been looking for a top-up on the Hill, you know, that didn't happen. But, you know, when you see figures about all the schemes and the underspend and the word coming from Minister Creed is that money basically goes back into the exchequer, and, you know, it'll be spent at a different stage during the CAP programme. We would wonder about that. It hasn't happened in the past. That money that was earmarked for certain schemes seemed to to go in different directions, so that it didn't stay where it should have stayed. So that's one that we'll be keeping, a wee eye on to see where in 2 or 3 years' time there will be a certain surplus, because glass was mentioned that it would be 5,000 for 50,000 farmers. Well, you know, they haven't used that money every year, so there should be an underspend in a lot of those departments. The same with the beef data and genomics scheme. There was a lot of farmers came back out of that scheme, so that there was an underspend there. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Seanie Boyle, the Donegal representative at national level with the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association. Seanie, there's a meeting tonight in relation to upland management taking place in Inishowen.
That's right. It's in the Sleaf-Snats Centre outside of Bunkrana tonight. So it is. The story on that, I suppose, is there's what glass and the fact the hulls and the management of hulls, there's been a big, I suppose, emphasis put on that now in the last maybe 2 years. So the Inishowen branch of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association decided what better time than to get a few experts in and maybe see what they thought or how the direction should go as regards upland management. So the two speakers that's there are Dr. Eileen McCluskey from the Department of Ag in Northern Ireland, and she would have done trials with different breeds of sheep working on uplands. And then we have Jared Rorty from the Donegal Animal Hospital, the vet there that's in charge of the practice there, who himself is farming Dexters and Galloways on uplands there. So, you know, he's going to give his insight as well.
And that was Seanie Boyle there, the Donegal representative with the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association at national level. By the way, that meeting tonight, Sleaf-Snach Centre in Dumfries, just outside Bunkrana, and it starts at 8 o'clock. And on to a number of other items. The IFA Director General Damien MacDonald will speak at the Donegal IFA Annual General Meeting, which will be held in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny next Tuesday. That's the 13th of February at 8 o'clock. All farmers in the county are being encouraged to come along and hear from the Director General about issues of importance for the farming community. Meanwhile, Damien MacDonald will report to the meeting on discussions with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Minister for Agriculture Michael Creed at the recent AGM of the IFA. And farmers will also have an opportunity to get an update on IFA work in each of the sectors and on major issues on the agricultural agenda, such as Brexit and CAP reform. That's the Donegal IFA Annual General Meeting taking place next Tuesday in Letterkenny. And meanwhile, the IFA has announced that IFA Telecom has launched a brand new rural ultra high-speed broadband bundle. Members will receive fibre broadbands with speeds of up to 100 megabytes a second, plus unlimited anytime local, national and Irish mobile calls for a flat fee of €55 a month. Now, if you want more details on that, there is an IFA number. It's 1890 924852, or you can contact the IFA and go onto the website. It's ifamemberservices.ie for more information on that. And finally, the livestock prices, cattle prices. Well, supply is tighter. Steer base making €3.90 to €3.95 a kilo. Heifers making €4 to €4.05 a kilo. Young bulls are grade €3.90 a kilo, ewe grade €4 a kilo, and cows €3.25 to €3.70 a kilo. And the sheep prices, well, the lamb market much stronger this week, with prices being paid of up to €5.15 a kilo, with tops of €5.20 a kilo, and ewes making €3.10 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore, until next week, goodbye.